The avocado trees on James Waruhi's farm were underproducing by about a fifth. He says he didn't even know until he joined a research program here in Kenya. That's when he learned about pollination and about the crucial role of pollinating insects.
It's like having 100 cows, but only one bull. It can't handle all those cows. If you have avocado trees, but without enough pollinators, the flowers will be there, but minimal pollination will take place, so your produce will be reduced.
As part of the research project, James started keeping bees on his farm. When they're not visiting the avocado flowers, they're busy making honey, which James sells. Experts say the pollination shortfall shows there's something wrong, although keeping bees can help.
Scientists say that the pollination gap has been effectively closed and that the avocado trees are now producing their maximum harvest. They're right next to the beehives. The researchers say that the bees themselves are facing some grave threat.
A UN program of spraying locusts that have plagued East Africa over the last 2 years, added to an already increasing use of chemical pesticides, farmers use them to help meet growing populations' demand for food. Bees are also threatened by destruction of their natural habitats to make way for farmland and growing cities. Changing climate poses new threats. The scientists working here at Africa's leading insect research centre say there's a lack of data compared to other continents. Samples of pollen grains from beehives can help fill in some of the picture, as can samples of food crops. In them, they found pesticides that are banned in other continents and signs of overuse. They're also keeping and studying dozens of species of wild bees, which play a greater role in pollination but are more vulnerable than the bees that are kept to make honey.
They will let in.
Scientist Michael Latour says the destruction of bees caused by intensive agriculture in Europe and the US could be avoided in Africa.
We would be able to learn from the mistakes that have been done before and use more agroecological approaches to sustain these ecosystem services and to have a sustainable production and also a sustainable increase in production. And I think there are lots of solutions. Many smallholder farmers are already practicing them.
James is one of them. The scientists say beekeeping on a farm can offset the destruction of natural pollinators, but protecting the rest of the ecosystem will take more. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Muranga, Kenya.